Let's finish Tournament of Power first. Dragon Ball Super.
Yeah, what?
We're almost done. We've got 20-ish episodes left.
You're not almost done.
Yeah, we are, bro. No, you're not, what are you talking about?
For Naruto?
No, for Dragon Ball.
I was like, no, you're never done. There.
I know. I've been watching it for how long now? Like yeah, 4 years.
Yeah. From what, Dragon Ball?
He watched from the beginning.
I watched from like the very Dragon beginning. Ball? Yeah, Dragon Ball, then
that's
Z.
Stinky.
Yeah. No, like, I love Dragon
like
Ball. Shitty,
like ass like, coloring and
Dragon
animation.
Ball, Dragon Ball. I only like Dragon Ball because Goku was actually a savage. Like he actually killed people.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Then he grew up. How you grow into a?
What are you talking about?
Goku's a.
What do you mean,
bro? That's where Gohan got it from.
He's an idiot. Yes.
Gohan
is he a? How you? No.
Who?
He's an idiot. Goku.
Goku's a hoe.
Gohan's something else too.
Gohan.
No, Gohan,
he is a
Gohan.
I agree.
Is super bitch, man.
That shit
don't,
is corny. You was a.
Let's be real. Let's be real. For reals, we're not gonna act like Gohan isn't a.
No, he's a.
Okay,
but,
I thought you were trying to.
If I can't put it in the episode because if Alicia listens to it, she's gonna be very mad at all of us because she supports Gohan 100%.
Ew.
Right now. Right now.
No, all throughout during the Cell saga, of course, because that's his.
Even when
that's the best
lost
part.
His arm.
Yep. What?
When he lost his arm.
When did he lose his arm?
GT.
We didn't watch GT. Because it's not canon, bro. Why would we watch
it? GT was fire. I don't know what people are talking about.
We're
going to
watch it after Super.
Super 17 was my guy.
I think GT was super fire.
We'll watch it after Super.
Baby was crazy.
That's when Vegeta gets his chill shirt. His
oh,
GT.
Yeah, his little red shirt.
That, I think that's still my favorite thing. I was like, tight. I was like, I want that shirt.
I mean, he's just that now, too. He's got his little dad shirt on.
That's when he gets introduced.
Slander.
Vegeta?
Never.
Oh, my God. Don't talk to Alicia. She will die on that hill. She hates Vegeta.
I hate Gohan. Yeah. We got something to talk about.
I hate both of them.
She hates...
I hate you.
She loves...
Yeah, but I know that.
You know what's the funny thing? Is she supports Yamcha.
Ew.
Exactly.
Yamcha's the bitch. Bro, he got his took it.
I laugh every time he's on
screen. Vegeta took his girl, got her pregnant. Yamcha started working a 9-to-5.
And he's a baseball player sometimes.
And he died.
He chalked it up like, I'm a human. I can't with them.
I feel like
they'll beat the guy.
He has the audacity to think he's invited to the tournament.
Dog, I used to think, bro, I thought he was like, when I first seen Dragon Ball, I was like, that's my guy.
I know Yamcha's tied in
Wolf Fang Fist.
In Dragon Ball,
it's
great.
In FighterZ.
Oh my God.
Because he has like, since he's not.
Every tied. Dragon Ball Z game, he's crazy.
Yeah, because he's
his
just
style
like straight.
Is
his straight
crazy,
like,
bro.
you gotta be good with the combos. For him, for sure. You can't keep distance, too.
I don't know when you want to have Fight Night. We don't have it.
I'll smoke you.
We'll play Guilty Gear and we'll play King of Fighters 2000.
I haven't played Guilty Gear in mad long. So
it's the new one.
I'm okay with admitting that I'll be bodied.
No, you're going to get bodied.
Is it okay if I use a fight stick?
Yeah. I have to use a fight stick too.
I'll smoke you.
Oh, jeez.
I just know I'm winning in Strive from both of you.
Huh?
I know I'm going to beat you both in Guilty Gear.
You have Marvel versus Capcom?
No.
No, I don't. No, don't bring that game up. I hate being juggled forever.
Like, bro, nah, I'm... Spider-Man.
You remember Goku dancer?
Oh yeah.
That's his game, bro.
Do you want?
I pressed two buttons, bro, and he never let me down.
Do you want me to get Marvel versus Capcom?
That's
too?
Like one of my favorite games.
We can play it. I have an emulation station.
I'm down.
Okay. All right. Anyways, we need to get this going.
You can't use Spider-Man.
Oh yeah, we got to get this going.
We got to get this
Holy
going.
Shit.
Yeah. How's it going, guys? Welcome back to another episode here on the Entitled Mixtape. I hope everyone is doing well, and I'd like to say first and foremost, before I introduce my host, I hope everyone has a happy Valentine's Day. I am, of course, joined with Lorenzo.
I brought my headphones for nothing.
We'll get to it. We'll workshop. And I have Lewis.
What it did it do, what it did it didn't, what it did it did. It's the boy, it's the kid. You already know what it is.
And this is actually a special episode of the Entitled Mixtape. It's actually the first one we've ever done on this holiday, but it is Valentine's Day.
I know, what?
Oh my God.
No, seriously, yeah, we've never done it.
Saying that, I wish that was my fact. You know, when you introduced me and be like, this is the first Valentine's Day special.
Dang it.
I hope everyone's ready. I hope we're ready. We're going to give you a guide to the perfect, or not almost perfect, Valentine's Day playlist for your significant other.
Debatable one.
We're going to be shooting out some songs. We're going to be building a playlist while we do it. And it's not going to be too long, but it's going to be something you can give your boo, you know, your love. And hopefully you have something good on this momentous day. Momentous. But how y'all doing? You guys good?
I'm good. I'm good.
A bit tired, but I'm good.
Nice, nice.
I lost my voice from talking crap with my friends from college.
Oh, yeah?
It was so funny. We were just yelling.
So I have actually some, real quick, I have some like unknown artists since I went to that Me and You thing last night.
Mm-hmm.
I went to go see Mayor Hawthorne. Brenton Wood was there.
Did you cry?
I bawled. I was screaming. My throat was destroyed. But
pause.
Stop. Whoa. Okay. And don't mean me to weird. But yeah. Follow along, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you have an ultimate love song? Like a song like
Shiny and New.
Shiny and New.
Mayor Hawthorne.
Mayor Hawthorne? Do you have one? Mine's is The Light by Common. That sounds like that's that. Bro, does that sound
I
like me?
I don't know.
The Light by Common.
Yeah.
Anything by Pink Sweats, I guess.
Oh, that's a good.
Anything.
So should I
literally anything by Pink
Sweats? Should I just put all of Pink Sweats' discography in the?
Hey, yeah,
bro. That's a
bro.
That's a good one too.
Oh man.
Mine's is The Light. I've always like. I think he has that one line where he says.
For you and me.
For sure, for sure. He has a line in there that I always thought was like the cutest like love line without it being too corny. Mm-hmm. He said, if heaven had a height, you would be that tall. I always thought, I was like, that's a good
that's
one.
That's
cute. That's a good one.
That's cute. That'll definitely make the person you're sending it to feel loved. I know it's shiny and new, and it's not just because I'm off the high of Mayor Hawthorne, but I've always regarded this song as perfect. It's the perfect new wave soul and just like amazing doo-wop kind of version. And I love Shiny and New. It's his best song in my opinion. And it is cute as hell because, it's just amazing. He just goes, you make me feel so shiny and new. So give that to your significant other as well. And you just said all of Pink Sweats, right?
Yes.
This is all the Pink Sweats. Literally, so those bro, are the like, ultimate songs. We started off hot.
Like on the like.
Oh wait, I also have
we got to throw
this
in some more.
This will be an everlasting love.
I
love that song.
What is
this
that?
This will be.
I think it is. This will
Nat
be.
Nat Cole.
Yeah. Natalie Cole. This will
Cole.
Be an everlasting love.
I want to say Stuff by Mayday Parade, but like.
I mean,
their stuff is like backhanded.
We could do a mixture of all these genres because I think there's a lot of pop punk that we could put on this.
Oh
you know,
my God, tons. Oh
man, if you want to put that Mayday Parade song, you think that's like the like if you were to give this to an emo person, that's like the love
you
song.
You talking about Miserable at Best?
No, not that one.
Okay, because I was about to not say that
one.
That's not me.
No,
I don't think we want to do that.
I'm talking about When I Get Home, You're So Dead. Yeah, that's definitely the most romantic Mayday Parade song. You remember that song?
I do.
Mm. I love that song.
Bangers,
any from like this era? I mean, not saying Mayday Parade isn't from this era, but like any really good love songs that you guys have from this era? Because I know, I just like feel like I already know all of mine.
From this era?
Mine's is, it's I guess it's corny if I say it, but it's Love by Kendrick. I love that song.
Love by Kendrick.
Oh,
with Zachary.
Mm-hmm.
This dude named Seventh made a love song. What is it called? Waltz for Venus or something like that.
Is it on Spotify?
I don't think it is. It's on Spotify, but
I don't think it's on. Well, it's not on my Apple Music.
I don't know. Oh no, it's not.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why
I don't know if it's a love song or not. Hold on.
Modern love song. Warm on a Cold Night by Han.
Oh, that's a good one, actually. That's a really good one. Yeah. Or what is that song? Oh, I have it in my warm-up.
Even the Aminé feature of that song is good.
What is that song by Han? It's a...
Is it a new one on his newer album?
It's one.
Is it Location Unknown?
No.
Oh, because that song is good too. But
I'll find it. Go, you keep talking.
But yeah, Han. I think Warm on a Cold Night is perfect. That is like what made Han super popular anyway. And what else could there be?
Okay, you said of this era, isn't that John Legend song All of Me?
All of them.
That is,
that's
yeah.
a great song. You think
that's a good song to put on a playlist?
Great, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
I'm putting it down. I'm just putting all mine. All like, I already...
I like this because we're just kind of like scurrying and looking for like, what's
bro,
the best
bro, song? Christina Perry, A Thousand Years.
Oh.
You think so?
That song made me cry every time.
I love that song.
Every single time I hear it, bro. She's talking to me.
She's talking to you specifically?
Even though she got two babies and she got like a husband, she's talking to me.
Does anybody know any like different language songs?
Oh, no.
What about
Recuérdame?
That would just make people cry. Remember that song? What is it? La Luna.
Oh, La Luna.
Jose
yeah.
Log.
Yeah.
That would be good too.
Oh, mine's was "Feel So Good" by Han. I love that song.
Oh yeah, that's a good song too. Two Han
See,
songs.
See all the Spanish songs that I thought were love songs.
We just talked
ended
about
up
this.
Being very sad.
Yeah, we just talked about
like,
this.
I don't know anymore.
So side tangent: the show I went to, it was in Long Beach. Every one of my uncles and aunts were there. It was all cholos and cholas, all of them. And is because
yesterday,
yeah, because what? Because it wasn't just a Mayor Hawthorne show. Like I think I texted you, it was a Brenton Wood show too. The most popular doo-wop singer. He did Oogum Boogum. He did Me and You.
What the heck?
Yeah, he
That's
was there.
Sick.
Legend, 80 years old, still killing it
That's
in the game,
sick.
Man. All of them Hispanic. The entire crowd. It was crazy. But yeah, most love songs, Hispanic love songs, are sad as hell. So
yeah.
What else, man?
I Love You 3000 2 by Stephanie Poetry and Jackson Wang from 88 Rising. It's a pretty corny song, but I super like it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I Love You 3000.
We gotta put some Usher on it, right?
No.
Why not?
Are you serious?
Throwback.
What about my boo?
With Jadakiss.
Bro, Usher is like the most toxic. He made a whole career off of being toxic.
But that song is cute.
What? Is it?
Remember when we were younger, you were mine. That's my boo.
My boo.
Moo.
You gotta sound like the TikTok.
Yeah. And? we gotta put some Usher on it. We gotta. Oh man, what else do we have? How about some Al Green?
Al Green?
Of course, what? Of course.
What do you think?
We can do Marvin Gaye. Like if
Marvin
we,
Gaye?
We trying to, like, we taking it there.
Al Green, Let's Stay Together. That'd be a good one. Marvin Gaye, you have a lot of options to work with.
Too many.
Too many.
Damn, man.
Marvin Gaye's a goat.
Marvin Gaye and Pink Sweats only. Just listen to those two.
I'll give you two sides of the spectrum. Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Or Sexual Healing.
Duh.
Which one? I'm only picking one.
Sexual Healing.
You think?
It's Valentine's Day, bro.
What about spicy songs then? Since we're mixing everything together. Spicy
Girl, you
songs.
You got that? Yeah. I just know.
But Justin Bieber does have a cute song that's
I think he has some beautiful ones.
Picture perfect, you don't need no filter.
I personally for like a romantic song, even though it's not like he's not talking about, but he's talking about wanting to be with somebody who's like on their way, ETA.
Mm-hmm.
I love ETA.
Oh man, Make Damn Sure by Taking Back Sunday.
That's a great song, actually.
It's kind of stocky.
The GOAT, John Mayer.
Okay.
The McDushicles.
Is Slow Dancing in the Burning Room?
That's
okay. His love song, right?
Yeah.
That song make me feel like I'm floating good.
Okay.
What's her name? Oh my gosh.
Taylor Swift.
I'm gonna look at her playlist right now. All right.
Oh, he's rolling his eyes. He More still women. Hasn't opened them yet.
More women.
What?
More women singers.
Alina Baraz.
Everything. Even though she'd be like going ham. Chelsea Cutler.
You gotta love Chelsea Cutler song?
Electric. No, I like Floating better. Floating by Alina Baraz.
Floating by Alina Baraz.
Featuring Khalid.
Ooh, there you go. That's the perfect. I feel like they collaborate a lot.
They do. They have also Electric.
Fire together.
Electric and with also Khalid. That's a good one, too.
I'm going to throw in some local bands here. I'm throwing in Ferris Wheel by Default American. Great local band. Actually, Leo from the Chit Show was the drummer for them for a while. And they were great.
Who?
Default American. They're a local band from here, which is really good. Really good people. Man.
What was I just looking at?
Dang. Oh, my God.
I know. It's hard.
And I'm still breathing. Looking up to the ceiling.
Hold on.
What's that song by We the Kings, bro?
Oh, We the
Kings. With Demi Lovato.
Julie?
No. Check Yes Julie. Is that the only one you know?
That's the only one I know.
Same,
I mean,
the same thing. What is this song called?
I Only Have Eyes for You.
Will Be a Dream. Will Be a Dream by We the Kings.
Okay.
Song cute.
All right.
Best I Ever Had by Drake.
Who's that?
Stop it. What are your hands doing?
Like, I'm stretching.
Best I Ever Had is pretty good.
That's like, yeah, but like,
that's what made him big.
I feel like we, like, our generation still quotes some of that stuff and people don't even know.
I mean, I like it because this is a mixture of like all kind of generations too, which is nice. Oh man. Paramore, The Only Exception.
Oh, yeah.
What
do you think?
Exception.
No.
What? You are the only exception.
When I was younger,
I saw my daddy cry.
And curse at the wind. What?
Yeah, and he's like, curse at the wind. But then she's talking about, you know, she's like, my parents sucked.
And my mama swore that she would
never fall in love.
That's not what she said.
Fall in love again.
That's not what she said.
That's not what she said.
That's not what she said.
Damn, we just trying to think of songs.
But you.
He freestyling right now.
It's been a while since I listened to that song. The Weeknd. How do we feel about The Weeknd?
I don't.
No?
I don't know any songs that relates particularly to that.
That's fair. Anything else? Anything else you can think of? Maybe something rock related?
Or if you have a Valentine's that you want to be Valentine's, but they don't know that you want them to be Valentine's, Music Soul Child, Just a Friend. That's a good song, though.
It's a
Lotus Flower song. Bomb.
Lotus Flower
Wale
Bomb.
Wale and Miguel.
Oh, man. Miguel stuff, too.
Lotus Flower Bomb. She get me high.
Sure Thing.
Yeah, sure. That's what I was going to say. With
I was thinking about that for so long.
Oh, I love that song.
I Hope Your Husband Dies by Amigo the Devil. I'm just kidding. That song is funny. It's cute, though. Oh, man. There's so many love songs out here.
There's a lot of great ones.
Mm-hmm. Some classics, you know?
End of the Line by Devil Driver.
End of the Line?
No, I was just kidding.
Oh, okay.
I thought we were like...
Oh, my bad. That's my fault. Do you want to put any shows or musicals?
Ooh...
Sorry. Okay, Young and May. Okay, you're crazy. Ooh.
I can't. Can You Hear the Bells from Hairspray? I love that song.
Can You Hear the Bells from Hairspray?
There's a bunch of great love songs in Hairspray.
Can you hear the.
I Can Hear the Bells. Yeah. That one. Yeah.
And then.
What?
Lovely Night, La La Land.
Lion King, Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
I see your obsession still runs strong there, buddy.
Bro, it's the greatest movie of all time. I don't care what nobody says.
The Lion King.
Nobody.
Could you imagine saying that to somebody?
Nobody.
Like, that'd be so funny to say to somebody who, like a drug addict. Like, I see the obsession runs strong with you.
My Girl, The Temptations.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I love that song.
Does Kiana Ledé have any? She usually like slanders.
I know. I don't think so.
For the most part, right?
She doesn't. She doesn't have any.
I mean, we just did Frank Ocean, right? Thinking About You?
That's a good one. Or Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump? I think Forrest
we should
is
put
better.
Forrest Gump in there.
Yeah.
Shout out to the LGBT.
So who's our favorite artist, right? Who's your favorite artist?
Who's my favorite?
Like Earl Sweatshirt, does he have any love songs?
No.
What?
Absolutely not.
Are you kidding?
That's why I would never mention this guy.
Childish Gambino?
Childish Gambino has
He's got Me and Your Mama, 3005.
3005 is a great one.
Can You Feel the Love?
Mm-hmm.
Heartbeat? No, Heartbeat's too
No, Heartbeat's too, much. Too raunchy.
Yeah, no. Redbone? No, that's not a love song.
Redbone is a warning song.
Yeah, never mind about that. Never mind about that. Put This Is America in there. There we go.
If you don't know, go re-listen to Redbone and really listen to those lyrics and what he says, because it's not a love song.
What about Tyler the Creator?
Yeah. IFHY. It's not a good song, but he basically is talking about how much he loves this girl so much that he's pissed off at her.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's good.
Just for any of those fighting couples out there.
man. Okay. So right now we've got an hour and 30.
Oh my gosh.
That's an hour and 30 minutes of music right there.
Then you added all the Pink Sweats, huh? What about Luther Vandross? How can we mention that? What
bro,
is this?
Too many, bro.
Wait, what's the one? What's the one in Happy Gilmore? My endless love.
I think it's called Endless Love.
Yeah, right. It is okay. That's a good one.
Should we put Kanye West's
The Jonas
jams?
Brothers? When you look me in the eyes.
That's Jonas a good Brothers. One. I'll take that. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'll put it on there.
Banger Central.
Okay.
Or any new Valentine's one, do Nick Jonas introducing me.
All or Nothing by O-Town.
Oh!
That, bro, that's...
that's a good one. All or Nothing.
That's one of my favorite songs ever made.
I immediately close my eyes and sing. Like, yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
All right, so now this is the part where we've got a bunch of our suggestions. Let's see what Spotify suggests real quick. Best Part with her and Daniel Caesar.
Dang, how we forget that one?
Stay With You by John Legend. If I Ain't Got You by Alicia Keys. We already have a John Mayer song, but they suggested Gravity.
Is Gravity?
Gravity.
I like that song, though. I was going to suggest it, but I wasn't sure if it was like a love song. That's why.
Me neither.
Isn't She like Lovely? Stevie Wonder.
Wow.
See? Obviously.
I hate everything about me.
You didn't think about that? That's why?
Sunday Morning by Maroon 5.
What a good one, too. We're trolling.
Rain is falling. I think we're trying to be too different.
I mean, I'm different.
I mean, I listen to Earl for fun, so I'm not somebody who's particularly a normal person.
All right, we're almost done here. I Like the Way You Love Me, Michael Jackson. Japanese Denim, Daniel Caesar.
That one's a weird one. Don't put that in there.
Yeah, no, that's too...
That has like a triple entendre on the meaning, so... Let's not.
Yeah, there's too many things. If You Wonder by Jeff Burnett. Wow. I forgot about him.
Jeff Burnett.
Dude, he has a cute song. What is that song called that everyone loves?
Or also, Gentlemen Don't. Oh, wait. We have to put the Filipino theme song.
Which one is that?
Lemonade by Jeremy Passion.
Okay.
I don't know why. I thought you were about to say Gucci Mane. Lemonade by Gucci Mane.
Lemonade by Jeremy Passion. And then also Gentlemen Don't by Gabe Bondoc. That's like, I truly live relationships through Gentlemen Don't by Gabe Bondoc. And then The Light by Common.
Okay.
You do what?
Those are like my outline for like relationships. There's like certain things.
I haven't heard the other song, so I don't know.
Gentlemen Don't is basically like saying like...
Ashley, escape the fate.
Like don't kiss and tell.
Are you serious right now?
Ashley, baby.
That song literally like just pops in my head randomly. Often.
Right?
I hate it.
You don't like Escape the Fate?
Not with Craig Mabbitt.
I mean, I Ronnie Radke was there for like a second.
That was the one when Rodney was out here punching people in the face.
Then I'll put Situations on there. That'll make the blood pump.
Situations
are irrelevant now. I like the Escape the Fate cover of Smooth. Ooh, some Carlos Santana. Come on, bro, Maria.
Book of Soul. don't put that. Don't put that.
Dude, I'm putting
everybody
Smooth.
Crying.
I know, bro. I'm sorry, I was just listening.
Just to find you.
Oh, man. This playlist is the ultimate love playlist.
Like that. Why? As much as I want to cower and bid the mic adieu and fall off a tower trying to find you, I gotta stay because I remember that day I looked you in the face and told you nothing can stop me, not even you. Wait, don't say anything. Stick to the plan. I'll meet you at our spot. Even if reincarnation is true, we don't get too lost. Even if you forget me and everything you left behind, I never lied. I loved you in a place where there's no space and time.
Ladies. Ooh. Ladies.
But don't put that song, because that's a sad song.
How to sing, ladies.
Cuff him. Cuff him. Look, he just did that whole verse by himself. My Love by Justin Timberlake.
That was not the whole verse.
That's fine.
That was like 2 seconds of it. Realistic.
Give me something.
All right.
Yeah, there's no chorus in there.
2 hours.
Oh my God.
Good love playlist, okay? I'm going to move it around so it like flows together.
I just wrote a love song.
Stray Dog Strut?
3 days ago.
Oh yeah?
For where Macadamian. Like, he made the beat.
Oh.
And then he was like, yo, write a verse to it. He played me. He was like, I'll write a verse too. Then yesterday he was like, okay, so I'm only keeping your verse up here. I'm like, bro, what are we doing here? How do we get here?
All right. This is good. 33 songs, 2 hours and 7 minutes.
That's it.
Guaranteed to make the person you send it fall in love with you. Trademark. Boom. Untitled mixtape. Certified. Certified classic. Right here.
Certified hood class.
We've got a lot of different genres going on over here, but I like it. I like it. This is going to be our first playlist. I just thought of an idea of what to call this, because I think it's fun. I think making playlists is fun. I think we're going to call this... What do we think about the boiler room?
The boiler
room. That sounds gnarly. What?
Or something that has to do with like workshop.
I mean, didn't we just like curate...
Curate. Okay. Playlist. Curate.
So that's my word. That's my word. I'm out. I'm not it no more.
I think we do. L-U-V S-O-N-G-Z. Love songs.
No, okay, that's what we'll call it.
We're like,
the
we're
series gonna, name.
Yeah.
We're gonna do this a little more. like the curate room or the curate corner.
I'm done.
That's what?
Remember when he sent that text? Remember he just did the same thing he did over text where I like said I asked him what he was doing and he's like, yeah, I'm down.
Oh yeah. That was great.
I'll figure out a name, but this might be a new thing we do where we just kind of throw a playlist together. But yeah, here's a Valentine's Day playlist. It'll be in the description.
Bing bong.
Bing bong. And I hope everyone is doing well.
This phrase still haunts me.
You'll be all right.
Bing bong.
You going, you'll be
all right. They just send it in a group chat for no reason sometimes.
Happy Valentine's Day. I hope you spend it with your significant other. And if you don't have a significant other, I hope you spend it with yourself. Treat yourself. Treat yourself with something. Love yourself and all that good stuff. All that good stuff. You know. So it's
Dang, why you gotta do me like that? Dang, man. He said, you know, you're lonely over there. Hey, over there.
Valentine's Day doesn't just have to be with significant others, it can be with loved ones or family. Just enjoy yourself and
you know.
Oh snap, that's so funny.
Shout out to the Working On It Network. We have a lot of amazing podcasts on this network, not just us. We've got the Chit Show podcast with Leo. With pop culture and news, we've got Solarian Girls. That is our book club with Candace and Brittany. They have a couple episodes out, and they are killing it in the game. We also have Nerd Culture with Band from Chat. That's Brantley, Vaughn, and I. And, of course, us. You can find all of the podcasts where you found us, and we're also under the same tab of Apple Podcasts under the Working On It Network channel. So you can see all the podcasts at once. You can follow the whole network at once. If you want more information, you can actually go to discord.gg/workingonit. That's the customized URL, so you can go straight to the server. Do you guys have anything you want to say?
You already know where to find your boy. Me. I'm your boy. At 7th, S-E-V, period, N-T-H, on Instagrizzles.
Right.
And then from there, you'll find everything else. You are?
Yeah.
Freestyle February is fun. At LRNZ078 on Instagram and Twitter, which I kind of sometimes maybe don't really kind of use.
I don't really
kind of
use it.
LRNZO, wait, what is it? LRNZO78.keys. Yeah, that's, I swear, I promise stuff is coming up. I'm trying to make the video for this keyboard.
He wants to be like me.
Definitely not.
That's why I used to dot. Nobody else used to dot
before. It was kind of crazy. There's nobody that has the name 78 Keys, but I'm not allowed to have it. And what? I was like, I don't know. There's nobody has it. Yeah. What? Like on anything. And then I tried it on Instagram and it's like, you can't have that. I was like, what?
What?
Come on, heck? Man. Whatever. But, and then Elementary, Illementary, for the clothing line. You can check out new stuff coming up. And I'm a busy boy.
Busy boy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope everyone has a lovely day. And we'll see you next time.
Ciabatta bread.
Don't eat too much chocolate. It hurts your teeth.
Razzmatazz.